The Luthians in need of some wheels but are short on funds have a chance to make their own in exchange for some of their time. The Bike Cave here in Duluth is a volunteer-run sweat equity organization that allows people to build or fix their own bicycles free of charge. But that doesn't mean the Bike Cave is free. But here to talk with us about this whole endeavor is head mechanic of the Bike Cave, Kelly Wallen. Good morning, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine. This is an interesting idea, the whole idea of sweat equity. And looking at your website, I see one of the most important statements you make. You say this is not a charity. This is not just a place to pick up a free bike. Tell us a little bit about how this idea came around.
Well, about 7 years ago, we were part of a community called the Loaves and Fishes Community, which started by Angie Miller and Steve O'Neill back in 1989. So about 7 years ago, we had some folks that were living here that were working on bikes, and then other people would show up and ask them to fix it. And so we saw a need for a community bike shop, and so we started one, and it's been going really well ever since. It started in the basement of the Dorothy Day House in about a space of a closet. But since then, we've expanded, and we've taken over the whole basement and most of the backyard, and we have a shed that's full of bikes, and it's really growing. Last year, we were able to help 150 people get bikes. So it's really picking up rather well.
You know, the bicycle culture is fascinating to me because it's not like a cars where, you know, only a car of a particular make needs an engine of that type or needs to have wheels of a certain size. Bikes are very modular and pieces can be traded in and out from bikes. And does that kind of boneyard idea help with people designing and building and creating a better bicycle for themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things about bicycles, they haven't really changed that much in the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of there are some newer components that aren't exchangeable, but for the most part, we can take bikes that have come in that aren't as we can't fix them up, but we can use a lot of the parts off of them. And so we take those parts and people come in with bikes that maybe are broken and we're able to exchange parts. And so it really promotes recycling. So a lot of the bikes that come in, they were destined for the landfill, and they bring them to us, and we actually give them a second life. So we're really doing a good job with recycling.
The sort of overall mission seems to, in theory, be geared toward people who are really in need of transportation here in town. Certainly there are buses and people have cars, but for people who are in the lower economic range, a car is not necessarily an option, and the bus also can get pricey. But does this bike community really serve a larger community than just the people in most dire need of transportation?
Well, I mean, sure, that's our bread and butter is people that really need and can't afford a bike themselves. But everybody comes here of whatever economic status they are, because if somebody has fallen in love with an older bike and they go to the one of the the local bike shops and they don't have the parts in stock, they can come to us and chances are we have it. We've pulled it off of an older bike that was maybe given to us from the city when they do cleanup, or somebody that was cleaning out their garage and they their kids have outgrown them, or they've gotten to the age that they don't want to ride anymore. They'll donate them to us, and we'll make sure that somebody else gets a chance to ride them.
For people who come in and exchange their sweat equity to create and work on a bike for themselves to use, do they often stick around and help others as well? Is it sort of a gift that keeps on giving?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we like to say is what you take out of the bike cave is what we want you to put back in. So each bike has a certain amount of hours that we want people to put into it. So if a bike comes in and it needs 2 hours of work, we will help them to do that. But then there's additional hours on top of that that we want people to donate back. So it's not exactly a free bike shop because we don't accept money for bikes, but we will accept your time. So we want people to actually earn their bikes by putting some sweat equity into it.
For people who aren't necessarily in need of a bike, but maybe have an old bike around that could be used, would you accept donations for people who want to give bicycles to the Bike Cave for use?
Oh, absolutely. We do have a really good working relationship with a lot of businesses in town, but our primary way of getting bikes and equipment is from people that live in the community, and they just can come to the Dorothy Day House. It's at 1712 Jefferson, and we take donations all the time. And so if you have an older bike and you want to get rid of it and see somebody else riding it, bring it on in, and we will take it. We take old bikes, old equipment, new bikes, new equipment, and a lot of the other things that you would need, you would think you would need with bicycles, like cleaning supplies, oil, tools. We accept all of that, and we just as a reminder that it's the community bike shop, so that all of our volunteers, all of our mechanics are they're not paid. So everything about the bike shop is donation driven. Donated time, donated money, donated energy. I mean, it's a true community bike shop.
In this day and age, and bikes have been around, as you say, for over, this modern bicycle has been around for over a century, and it's great that the model really hasn't changed that much, but the biking culture, it seems to me, in the last decade or so has really reemerged. Biking has always been around, but maybe because of fuel crises over the last several decades, but also just the opening up of green space in the Twin Cities, for example, a lot of bike paths down there that were created. Is the biking culture now really experiencing a swell where this idea of a bike cave is a great component to the larger biking community?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things is the gas prices, really got people on bikes, but a healthy community. We're really trying to promote people to get out there and get exercising, see this beautiful city of Duluth. I mean, there's so many things to see, and it's so accessible by a bicycle. And we think bikes can change lives. And so if we can get kids on bikes, that starts a love affair that lasts their whole life. And so we really try to promote that.
Great. So if people want to help out, want to make a donation or get involved, where can they go? What can they do to contact you?
So our number, I can give you that, is 724-2054, area code 218. So we're open Wednesdays and Saturdays, open shop hours from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 5, both of those days. We also have started a new thing because mechanics don't always get to work on their own bikes during shop hours. They're always helping somebody else. So we've started a Tuesday night mechanics night. And we're really trying to promote bicycle community. So like last night, we opened up the shop, but what we did is we also had a movie. So we set up a projector in the backyard, and we watched The Bicycle Thief, a 1946 Italian movie. And so we're really trying to promote biking culture. And it's sometimes when you're just wrenching on bikes all the time, it can get to be a little bit much. So we wanted the fun aspect of it. So the community building, we'll do bike rides, we do movies, and just generally getting together. With mechanics, what we do is we try to get people to come in and help out, but not everybody's mechanically minded. So we have other projects that people can do. But the goal is to get people with wrenches in their hands so that they're not scared when their bike breaks. They know that they can do this, and That really works for us.
That's a good point. I suppose it's one thing to have a bike that's in the shop that can be repaired at a moment's notice, but these bikes are designed, and the idea is, of course, to get them out and about, so they won't be near the bike shop if something does go wrong. So that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much. This is a great idea, and I encourage people, of course, to check it out. And we thank you for your time this morning, Kelly.
Yeah, if I could say, I really thank you for this opportunity to promote the bike shop, especially on this special day, because it's so nice out there, and what a beautiful day to get out there and ride a bike.
I agree. Gorgeous day today. Thanks so much, Kelly.
Thank you.
Kelly Wallen, the head mechanic of the Bike Cave here in Duluth, down on Jefferson Street between 17th and 18th, just below Superior Street. The Bike Cave, a community-run organization helping people get out of the road on bikes here in town. Today's Green Visions is a KMD production, encouraging green thinking and green actions.